Ralphie Radio Show each and every Friday, recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly and Juliette Eason joining me right now, events editor on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hello, Juliette.
Hello.
Jennifer Aniston, first she kind of settled down with this relationship, and now we're thinking maybe a child for Jen?
I think that's what everyone is hoping, because she'd be such a great mom, and she's got to pass those genes along, right?
So with
new boyfriend Justin Theroux, he's ready to have a kid. She just bought a beautiful $7 million apartment in New York.
Wow.
And it's 2,500 square feet, and it's got a 900 square foot terrace. So there's a lot of room for scampering tots if that's what she decides she wants to do. But I think the first step is going to be the two of them getting a puppy together, because I don't know if you heard, but she had a 15-year-old dog named Norman who she was very close to, and he just died. So she was with Brad when she had that dog.
Oh, wow.
Kind of seen everything that's happened to her.
That's the what?
John Mayer, Brad Pitt.
If only that dog could have spoken, right?
Well, I know, right?
Life and Style Weekly's Juliette Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kim Kardashian, of course, gearing up for her big wedding and also trying to swat off all these rumors that she was cheating and so on and so forth. But Khloe Kardashian telling Life and Style Weekly recently that she thinks Kim's going to be a huge bridezilla, right?
Khloe told us recently that Kim's getting very specific with things, saying, like, I just don't want cotton. I want French cotton. So she's very, very specific about her needs. I don't think that surprises anyone. I'm sure she's going to want everything exactly the way that she wants it.
Finally, wrap it up here with Life and Style Weekly's Juliette Eason. Kanye West, he's got a new song called Mama's Boyfriend. And, you know, slowly but surely, everybody's forgetting about the whole Taylor Swift incident. And he's, obviously still very successful with his music. But outside of the music studio, he's apparently hanging out with Mary-Kate Olsen now?
I know. That one surprised me, too. But the two of them were at Submercer nightclub in New York on June 8th. Kissing. It was his 34th birthday, so I don't know. Maybe they just got caught up in the moment.
And especially with Kanye, you'd think that given all the events that have happened to him over, we'll say, the past, you know, year and a half, 2 years, that he would try to keep that stuff a lot more on the DL as opposed to making out with somebody who is well-known in public at a party for him.
It definitely was pretty high profile. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens. Both of them live in New York at least part of the time, so there's going to be a lot of opportunity for them to have more secret trysts.
And the one thing Kanye does not have to worry about with Mary-Kate Olsen, she is far from a gold digger. Matter of fact, she's probably got more money in her account than he does in his.
I think you're right.
Maybe that's why he's attracted to her. Well, you can read about those stories and much more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Juliette Eason, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.